I had a quote-unquote geriatric pregnancy, which caused me to threaten to kick the male gynecologist who was standing in for my regular gynecologist who left me. I was like, how dare you say that? Especially right where you are, where I can kick you in the head. But yeah, old when I had her. Although by today's standards, not so bad. But yeah, it's just the two of us, cats, dogs, some fish, and a pig. Being pregnant was just incredible. It's like the best, most important thing I've ever done. I kind of suspected that I wanted to stay at home as a mom. You know, I walked away from like a 50K a year job, but I couldn't think of anything more important than taking care of her. It took me 2 years of actively trying to finally get pregnant. It was a lot of work, but it was incredible. I didn't have any morning sickness, which was amazing. My hair was great. My skin was perfect. My nails were perfect. I probably looked better then than I had any time since like my teen years. I was giddy. I mean, I like knew from the second of inception that I was pregnant and I knew who she was. I was like, it's a girl and her name is gonna be Violet. And the then husband was just like, oh yeah, right. And I was like, trust me on this. You know, you have to wait the 2 weeks to pee on the stick and get your concrete proof. But sure enough, it was super easy, except for the gestational diabetes, which caused me to have to get shot up 3 times a day. And I was terrified of needles. The gestational diabetes diet, I actually lost 10 pounds. I was super heavy when I got pregnant. I was like 261 pounds. And by the time I delivered, I was 251 pounds. It was fabulous. Like, I only had to shave my legs once a week. I didn't have any weird hairs popping out on my face. Although labor changed all of that. Everything I didn't grow showed up during 22 hours of labor. It was induced because I had the gestational diabetes. And they kept saying, oh, well, you're going to have this huge, giant baby, which I didn't. She was 6.5 pounds. She was actually a little on the small side. But they were afraid that there were going to be more complications. So I'm like, okay, well, you're the doctor. I don't know. Sure. They tuck what looks like a used tea bag up in your girly bits, and that's supposed to, you know, thin everything out. And I was in labor for 6 hours before I realized it. I told the nurses, I was like, oh, I don't feel good. My stomach kind of hurt. What did you guys give me for breakfast? I don't think it was right. And they were like, oh, do you feel kind of nauseous and kind of like you have to poop? And I'm like, yeah, but I can't seem to. And they went, honey, you're in labor. And I said, no, I'm not. Labor's supposed to hurt and be awful and stuff. And they're like, no, trust us. And I was like, if this is labor, I could do this all day. And they laughed at me. And they were like, don't worry, you will. By hour 16, my, oh, I don't want any drugs, was get the guy in here with the big needle and have him stick it in my back. I was in so much pain and I kept vomiting. And I really hadn't eaten that much. They like didn't even want to give me water anymore after a while. I was like, oh, it's that morning sickness I didn't have. Now here it is. So I was demanding the epidural. I had the meconium problem. My water wouldn't break. I was induced. So they tucked that tea bag up in there and it wasn't moving. They were like, well, you know, you're barely dilating. It's not really moving. And then the gynecologist came in with the crochet hook and burst my water, and I was like, what are you doing? What are you doing down there? She's like, I just broke your water. It's okay, don't worry. I'm like, of course I'm worried about it. You're supposed to tell me before you do that. And she was like, what are you gonna do about it? And then labor went on another 6 hours. Finally decided, well, this is taking too long, because I was like, I don't care, somebody just get this thing out of me. And they put a shot of Pitocin in my IV, and she just came squirting out. The nurse is on the phone, because the doctor's walked out, and telling her, no, you get back in here now. And she was diving into her little rubber-gowned dress before the baby could hit the floor. You know, they had asked me, do you want a mirror? I was like, no, I don't even want you people looking. And they were laughing at me because they were saying, oh, well, you know, we need you to push. And I was like, I don't know if I'm pushing or not. It doesn't feel like I'm pushing. They're like, oh, that's the epidural, you are. And then when, you know, she finally came out, nobody warned you about that smell. Oh my God, it's horrendous. And then, you know, they hold her up and they're all covered in the goo, and you know, the doctor's saying, oh, well, you've torn and I'm gonna have to put in stitches, and blah, blah. I'm like, okay, well, thank you for telling me, I can't feel anything. But then she was, you know, all covered in goo, and they took her and they scrubbed her with like a nail brush and flipped her all over, and I'm like, my baby, what are you doing to my baby? And the nurses are like, oh, they're tough. They can handle it. But I was terrified of her because I thought it was going to break her. I thought they were going to break her. But she ended up fine. At the end, I got the most gorgeous baby on the face of the planet. Beautiful Victorian, little curls, pointy heart face. Those adorable chubby little Fred Flintstone feet that you just want to nibble. Yeah, I wouldn't trade her for anything. Not that I want any others, though, because it hurts a lot.